kid, my mother resorted to emotional blackmail. A lot. She had a stockpile of them. One of her winners was the story of the rock that swallows mothers. One afternoon, she was folding laundry and could not get us to pick up our piles. She reminded us about the story, and when she got no response, she told us the story again. Once there was a huge rock on the side of a mountain in the middle of a rainforest. The rock had a crack down the middle and was named Split Rock. If you sing and call on Split Rock, especially if you are a mother with bad kids, the rock will open and swallow you. At the edge of the forest lived a mother with a girl and a boy. Their father had died, and the mother struggled and toiled, trapping fish, gathering forest products to sell to feed her children. One morning, she found a large fish in her trap, and when she sliced it open, it had roe, and she was very pleased. She went home, cooked it, told her kids to save some for her, and went back to work. All day she chopped wood and gathered shoots and fruits, and as she labored, she dreamed of the fish and especially the roe, her mouth watering. As evening fell, she headed back, and when she got home, not one mouthful was left. Her kids ate everything. She was heartbroken, ran out of the house, called on Split Rock, who swallowed her, and her children never saw her again. As my mother told us the story and pleaded for us to please pick up your clothes, my two brothers, my sister and I, were brawling, crashing around the house, breaking things as we kicked and punched each other, crying when we got a hit, laughing when we landed a hit, farting on faces, my brothers especially. My sister and I were not too much into the farting thing, though we tried it once or twice. Split Rock, Schmidt, Brock. We'd heard the story so many times it had worn off. Suddenly we heard, Split Rock. There she was, oblivious to us, at the edge of the bed, folding clothes. Split Rock, swallowing rock, swallow me, my children don't love me. Swallow me, they don't care for me. Split Rock, take me. We stopped. This is some real shit here. Then, woof, one last punch at the nearest sibling. Then we gathered our clothes, stuffed them in our cubicles, and turned on the TV.